As we move toward the end of the legislative session, Senator, a couple of victories this week for you. One of those in the form of your Common Core bill is, I believe, ready for floor debate.
It is. We have a couple of Senate bills that are on the calendar now. We have Senator Pierce's bill, and we have the bill that began when Senator Lamping and I worked together, and it ended up being my bill number, so it will be mine to handle on the floor. We also just execed out of committee this week the House Common Core bill, and we will be taking those up hopefully soon, because we've got to do the budget, of course, and we'll be going to that before very much longer. Hopefully we'll get a chance to debate those on the floor, talk about the reasons that we want to restore Missouri standards to Missouri, and some of the other things that we've talked about before on Common Core.
This week seemed a little bit like deja vu all over again, as they say, in the form of an income tax cut that has been passed by both chambers and sent to the governor, who says that eventually he will veto the latest attempt.
Yes, and certainly that's within his jurisdiction as governor. I think we will have the votes to override that veto. It's going to be a very close vote, and I think everyone acknowledges that and knows that we'll have to do our homework to answer the questions of members on both the House and the Senate side and make sure that our members are comfortable that this really is the right direction for Missouri. We've seen tax cuts in all the surrounding states and many other states across the country. We need to do more than just cut taxes in Missouri. I think we need to reform our entire tax system. But this bill simply makes a very modest cut in taxes to businesses and individuals. It's difficult for me to understand why the governor has taken the public position that he has. I think he certainly can veto it if he's opposed to the bill. But I find it to be both unprofessional and deceptive that he's preying on the public's limited information. He has claimed that this completely eliminates taxes on a certain bracket of Missourians. It absolutely does not. In fact, just to make sure that the opinions that we are expressing are accurate, a former Supreme Court Chief Justice, Ray Price, was asked to write an official opinion, and he did, and his opinion is very clearly that there's no question that the governor's interpretation is wrong. That's certainly a disappointment given his background as an attorney general and as an attorney for many years. It draws into question whether he's sincere about his concerns or whether it's just the politics. You know, I think that it's also interesting that while here in the legislature with just 3 weeks remaining, we're dealing with issues as significant as Common Core. We're dealing with the criminal code revision, a major revision, hundreds of pages of revision to the criminal code. We're dealing with, you know, lots of very significant issues, the budget. And while currently there are at least three bills that are attempting to impeach this governor in the House, all of that is here in Missouri, and the governor chooses to take his new airplane and fly around the state trying to give people information that is clearly incorrect. I just find that to be a major disappointment that the governor's office would take that position and would neglect the issues that really he should be attentive to in favor of flying around hoping that he can stop an override of the Senate tax bill, Senate Bill 509.
This bill is different than what was presented last year, but the reasons from the executive branch seem to be the same as what we heard last year. Given the timing, again, as you mentioned, how close we are to the end of session, would this be a situation where perhaps, let's say for whatever reason the veto is not overridden, maybe the next step would be to take this to the people in terms of let them decide?
That's always an option. In Missouri, that's a frequently used option. There are probably those groups that would, you know, be willing to fund an initiative petition to try to get the tax issues before the people. If we did that, or if we saw a group doing that, I would certainly advocate for much more significant reforms than just a minor tax cut. But the downside of Senate Bill 509 is that most people will not really notice it in their take-home pay. It is that insignificant in terms of the personal impact. It does also call into question why, in the same year that we might make a modest tax cut, like 509 represents, be reconsidering a major tax increase with the transportation tax, which I expect the Senate will be seeing again very soon. There are lots of different, I guess, responses if the governor does veto it, and if we cannot garnish the votes to override that veto, then certainly we will be back at the drawing board. We will be trying to come up with something that at least promises some economic benefit to Missouri. We're in a national economic situation right now that it is very difficult to overcome the oppressive financial policies out of Washington, D.C. with state policies. And I think to that degree, those who oppose tax cuts, that's probably their strongest argument, is that how can we as a state overcome such onerous tax policies that we're seeing come out of Washington, D.C., and not just tax policies, but all manner of policy that seem to punish success and reward the absence of success. But with all of that kind of coming together to a head, certainly an initiative petition might get more traction even than normal. That's an interesting proposition.